online and on your mobile. This is the home of the No Repeat Workday. Key 103, Manchester.
It's 1 o'clock. Let's get the latest news from Manchester. Here's Michelle Ponting.
Tributes have been paid in the Commons this lunchtime to Withenshaw and Sale East MP Paul Goggins, who's died.
The sudden death this morning of Paul Goggins would have shocked everyone across this house.
He was one of the kindest, most decent people in this house.
I can honestly say that I have never heard an ill word spoken of him.
His family confirmed the 60-year-old died in hospital last night after collapsing over a week ago. Michelle Livesey has this special report.
Kind, decent, respected, one of the good guys. They're just some of the words being used to describe MP Paul Goggins.
He was a kind and a brilliant man who believed profoundly in public service.
The Labour Party has lost one of its own and one of its best.
Wherever those in need are, they've lost a great champion in Paul Goggins.
He was out jogging with his son on December the 30th when he suddenly collapsed with a suspected brain hemorrhage. Last night, his family say he passed away at Salford Royal with them by his bedside.
He'll be greatly missed, and we send our condolences to his wife, Wynne, to his children and to his family.
Our deepest condolences go to his wife, Wynne, his children, Matthew, Teresa and Dominic.
As well as tributes from the Prime Minister and Ed Miliband in the Commons, we've been flooded with phone calls and tweets with Internet MP John Leach.
Fellow City fan and obviously my next-door parliamentary colleague, so I'm really upset by the news.
On Twitter, tributes have been posted from friends and colleagues, and close friend Tony Lloyd, Greater Manchester's Police and Crime Commissioner, gave us these words.
He was a great servant of the local community in Manchester, Withenshaw. Manchester, in that way, has lost a great son.
In a statement, Mr Goggins' wife and three children say they're completely heartbroken, but they've been overwhelmed by the support and good wishes from so many people.
Also today, half of convicted sex attackers, violent criminals and burglars are avoiding being sent to prison. Figures show they're given community sentences instead, which Labour says is an insult to victims. A man's been charged after a gun was found in a punch bag in Droylsden. The weapon was found along with £10,000 at an address on Eastern Road. The Football Association's investigating comments by United manager David Moyes following last night's defeat to Sunderland. He said his team were playing against the referee and the opposition after they lost the first leg of the League Cup semi-final 2-1. And Peter Andre has become a father once more after his girlfriend gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. The weather, well, it should be mostly dry this afternoon with the odd bright spell, highs of 9 Celsius. That's 48 Fahrenheit.
Key 103.